A group of local veterans were treated to a day of free guided fishing along the St. Mary's River on Saturday thanks to members of the Algoma Fish and Game Club. With the support of several sponsors, the group's third annual Take a Veteran Fishing event was a resounding success, according to AFGS member Joe Giuliani. "We're ecstatic to be back," he says. "After being cooped up and only being able to fish by yourself or with family members, it's nice to get out into the community and give back to these veterans." The idea to take the city's veterans out for a day of fishing was sparked several years ago when one of Giuliani's friends from Michigan hosted a Wounded Warriors event, and he thought it would be nice to bring the idea back to the Fish and Game Club in the Sioux. Saturday's outing marked the first time in nearly 3 years since AFGS took veterans for a fun day of fishing. "It was a beautiful day, they caught lots of fish, and it was very productive," Giuliani says. "It warms our hearts when we can get these veterans out to do what they like to do and take away from their stresses of the everyday." Around 20 veterans and 10 guides enjoyed a cloudy but calm day filled with storytelling and reminiscing. AFGS President Shane Turcotte says the experience of being in that environment is a remarkable one. "It's the stories in the boat," he says. "It's incredible to hear some of the things they've gone through and what they're living with. It makes you think for a second that we have it pretty good. These guys made a sacrifice, and it's a pretty big deal for us." Joe Rincourt, a veteran who served from 1968 to 1993, says the event is about more than fishing. "It's not about the fish, it's about getting together," he says. "I look forward to it every year. It gets us out of the house, it gets us to meet some old friends, and we get to tell our war stories again. I've talked to other veterans across the country, and they wish their local fishing and game clubs would do the same. We have a great club here." Tom Magic, another local veteran who served his country for 35 years, is already looking forward to next year. "There's no such thing as a bad day of fishing," he says. "I'm impressed with the equipment they have, and the amount of work they put into this. It doesn't just happen. If I'm capable, I'll be here for more of them." Following a day of fishing, veterans, organizers, and sponsors gathered at Highland Ford for pictures before heading over to the Marconi Cultural Event Center for a pasta dinner.